Premier David Eby spoke to a sold-out crowd at the Sheraton Vancouver Guildford Hotel on Friday, March 1. The Surrey Board of Trade hosted the event with the Premier as the keynote speaker. The Premier spoke about the recent BC budget and the impact it will have on the city of Surrey. In a previous interview with the Now leader, Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke said the provincial government's 2024 budget unveiled February 22 really lacks any good news for Surrey, and is surprisingly disappointing. It sure isn't going to alleviate any of the problems we have right now, with healthcare, she told the Now leader. There was a hope there would be some significant investment in schools in Surrey, and there certainly isn't. Eby agreed that more has to be done for Surrey schools. We have to build more and more schools to support Surrey, and we're going to continue to do that important work to make sure that students here have a good chance to learn. Education Minister Rachna Singh announced Friday morning, March 1, additional space for Grandview Heights Secondary, a school that just opened in 2021, as well as a new elementary school in the Darts Hill area. Read more. New South Surrey Elementary School, moving forward. Read more. BC Budget 2024. One-off affordability boost for families, small cut to hydro costs. Read more. Surrey Mayor slams BC budget. Eby said he loved the can-do attitude many Surrey residents have. He praised Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke for her part in that. Mayor Locke here, she's facilitated an environment where people are able to bring forward proposals and get them done, Eby said. While notoriously we will not agree on everything, but that is one area we do agree on, we need to get things built here, Eby said. He also said Surrey's MLAs are always advocating for Surrey. I have to tell you, your Surrey MLAs, they are constantly on me about investments south of the Fraser, Eby said. They are always advocates for you, I mean, to a point that it gets to be a little bit much, but they are always on me about it. Premier David Eby spoke to a sold-out crowd at the Sheraton Vancouver Guildford Hotel on Friday, March 1. At Surrey Now leader at SBOFT at Anita Huberman at Dave_Eby full recording. https://t.co/bexohq3fs Anna Burns, at Anna Burns, March 2, 2024. The event ended with a time for questions and answers from the crowd. The theme of several of the questions centered on prevention and protecting youth. Nikki Dhaliwal from Blueprint at UBC, a local nonprofit that focuses on men's mental health, shared her concerns. We're often working to treat disease, illness, homelessness and addictions, and I really like to see us move upstream and invest in innovation and new systems so that we, as British Columbians, can live healthier and more fulfilled lives. Dhaliwal mentioned Robin Janjua, the Surrey teen who tragically died suddenly in February 2023. I knew him and I love his family, and I think they might agree when I say that our saber-toothed tigers have changed, and I think we need to really get ahead of that, Dhaliwal said. She asked Eby what steps the province is taking to protect children and youth. Eby said the main focus is on schools. It's a place where there's a chance to support kids, and helping people avoid really negative outcomes around mental health, addiction and gang life. The Minister of Education and her team, along with the Ministry of Mental Health and Addiction, have been working on support programs in schools, education programs in schools, supporting kids around tools they can use to improve their mental health and crisis response tools. Read more. Man in Nigeria charged in sextortion of late Surrey teen. Falak Baitab, communications officer from Progressive Intercultural Community Services Society, PICS, told Eby about PICS' idea of a no-phone zone. These designated areas would provide a space for people to talk and read, Baitab said. Baitab asked Eby if there was any funding available for this project. It's not an area we're currently looking at funding nonprofits, but it is an area we're really concerned about, especially for kids, Eby said. In January 2024, Eby announced that the province would ask school districts across the province to develop policies restricting cell phone use during instructional time. I'll admit some frustration about school boards focusing on To Kill a Mockingbird instead of what is in the hands of kids, cell phones and the extreme content they have access to, Eby said. We've got some heavy lifting to do here, and that phone-free zone you're talking about is on kids, to make sure that that bell-to-bell period is free of cell phones, he added. Read more. Surrey Schools removes 4 books from reading list, citing racial equity. Read more. BC to limit cell phone use in schools, take action against extortion. Read more. Kids Play president asks Premier Eby to do more for non-profits in Surrey. A small crowd gathered outside the hotel to protest against SOGI in BC schools. Police kept the group at a distance from the hotel. Sexual orientation and gender identity, or SOGI, is a set of learning resources implemented by the Ministry of Education and Childcare to promote inclusive classrooms, where human rights are discussed, along with the topics of diversity, anti-bullying, respect and discrimination. With files from Tom Zyturek, Sobia Momin and Wolf Deppner.